DW.
At Abu Hassan's fruit stand, there are oranges piled up next to boxes of dates, plums, apricots, and lots of different kinds of mangoes. 1 kilo costs 40 Egyptian pounds, or about €2, an amount many Egyptians simply can't afford.
For a year or two, the goods hardly cost anything. 1 kilo of mangoes cost £4 or £5. Bananas sold for £2.5 per kilo. Now they cost £15. These prices aren't right. God help the people who cannot afford to eat fruit.
Abu Hassan barely manages to sell all of his goods. In late 2016, the Egyptian government devalued the currency and let the pound float freely. They also cut subsidies and raised fuel prices. Since then, the cost of all kinds of goods has skyrocketed, but people's salaries have remained the same, and many Egyptians are barely managing to make ends meet.
People who used to always buy 2 packets of biscuits now only buy 1 packet. Before, everyone used to buy more.
Mohammed Abdelsami runs a small kiosk which overlooks a field of rubble. It's where he lived in his house until just a few months ago, when the entire neighbourhood was flattened by bulldozers.
I used to live here, but when the government cleared the neighbourhood, I had to move. Of course, it was better living right next to my work. I earned more. Now a lot of my expenses go towards transportation. My rent used to be just £50 a month. Now it's £750.
The rubble will soon be replaced by new, imposing buildings. The Egyptian government is hoping to revive the country's weak economy with the help of mega projects, such as the construction of a new capital city and the expansion of the Suez Canal. This, along with the government's decision to reduce subsidies, has earned Egypt praise and loans from the International Monetary Fund. But economist Magdi Sorbi from the Al Ahram Research Centre in Cairo is more critical of the government's methods to boost growth.
The disadvantage here is that the construction sector doesn't create permanent jobs. During the construction period, jobs will last 4 or 5 years. So, for example, in the new capital, the workers will eventually have to find other jobs again.
Sorbi thinks the government's strategy ultimately benefits the state more than the Egyptian people. He says what's missing is the development of a competitive industry.
Egypt relies on imports. 70% of all the products sold here come from abroad. We could replace a large portion of that with domestically manufactured goods. Of course, we can't produce everything. We don't have the necessary technology. But it would be possible to produce many simple consumer goods that we currently import from China or Southeast Asia.
Even basic items like slippers are imported from China, something which could just as easily be manufactured in Egypt, Sorbi says, shaking his head. He doesn't think the Egyptian economy is heading in the right direction, and he's not alone. Fruit seller Abu Hassan is also worried that it will be some time before the country recovers.
The future is in the hands of Allah. As long as people can find something to eat and drink, they will thank God. But there are those who are poorer than I. I have it better than others. You don't have to look up, only down. I can eat and drink, but other people have nothing to eat.
DW.